Evan of Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 WLXU LPFM Lexington, Kentucky. My name is Chuck, and I'm here with Ben, and we have some guests in the studio. Hey, y'all.
Hello, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Would you all like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Sophia Noir, owner and director of Arabesque World Dance in Lexington and a professional belly dancer.
Yes.
And I'm Ken Farrell. I'm with Arabesque also. I'm the promotion director and one of the hand drummers.
Excellent. So you all are friends of the show, friends of Bluegrass Bios.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
Excellent. But for folks that don't know and are just tuning in, can you tell us a little bit, what is Arabesque World Dance? What part of the world are you representing?
We actually are trying really hard to represent all of the world.
Nice.
It's a work in progress, though. So right now, my specialties are belly dancing, which is more of the Middle Eastern style. Mm-hmm. I do Egyptian and Turkish and Lebanese style dancing. And I also do a lot of folk dances from those same countries, like Turkish Roma or Egyptian. They have Hagala, and there's Tunisian. There's all sorts of things, but that's my general area. And then we have stuff that's fusion-y type dancing, like we do American belly dance fusion, which is more newer stuff that American people have created from being in awe of all of the belly dancing styles from the other countries. But we're trying to find new dancers and teachers to help us to expand our repertoire there at Arabesque so that we can have stuff from all over the world. So that's why we named it that.
That's great. And you, speaking of belly dancing, there is a belly dancing class tonight, right? So if anyone out there is listening and is interested in learning about belly dancing.
Yeah. Tonight's classes, I have a 5:30 class, which is the intro class, which is for people who have two left feet. and it's a fun class for people to try out. And then I have my 7:45 class, which we call Fundamentals, mm-hmm. which is the basic new stuff of the belly dance techniques, all the beginner stuff that you need to go to the advanced stuff.
That's cool. So what are some good techniques for belly dancing?
Oh, that's a real generalized question.
It is. I guess maybe my first question is, what are some common mistakes that people make when they start belly dancing? Just start, you know.
They kind of do like grinding their hips and kind of weird movements that aren't really soft and feminine. They're more, you know, kind of raunchy. So I guess that's the biggest mistake that a lot of people make, is they kind of they think that the movements are either kind of a hip-hoppy kind of movement, or they think that is more along the lines of like pole dancing or burlesque, and it's not like that. It's a much more soft, internalized type movements that you do, that they're not real big and spectacular movements. They're real controlled.
Mm.
Takes a lot of finesse.
Yeah, a lot of smooth muscles, no doubt. As far as, I guess, the history of belly dancing and kind of where does belly dancing kind of come from and originate?
It comes from... I've just been notified that I announced the classes for the wrong day.
I see. When is the proper day?
Thursday night is when the 5:30 and the 7:45 classes are.
I see.
I'm behind a day.
Yeah.
It's Friday night. So Friday we did have a class this morning at 10:30 that one of my advanced students taught, named Amarina.
Mm-hmm.
She taught that class. It was a fundamentals. Friday nights, I go to Frankfurt School of Ballet and teach class there.
That's cool.
So that's at 5:30 tonight. But yeah, so I made a mistake about that.
Yeah, that's okay. If people want to get more information about the classes that you're offering, where can they go to check it out?
ArabesqueLex.com is our website. It's ArabesqueLex, like Lexington.com.
Great. Thank you. So back to the question about kind of belly dancing basics. Like, what are some of the first few things? I don't want to give the whole class away, but...
We work on isolations. Belly dance starts out dramatically with learning to isolate different parts of your body. So we'll do upper body isolations, like taking the rib cage and sliding it side to side or lifting it up and down. We'll do lower body, like the hip area, sliding it or doing circles with it. So those are like a lot of the basic moves. All of the belly dance moves have lines or circles or figure eights. Everything that on your body can move in a line, a circle, or a figure eight if you can figure out how to do it. So all the basic steps start with that, or the basic movements, and we don't do a whole lot of actual stepping at the beginning. It's a lot of the body isolations.
Mm. Interesting. That's great. So I guess not, in addition to belly dancing, what other classes do you all offer at Arabesque?
One of the favorites that a lot of people enjoy is the Middle Eastern hand drumming.
Mm.
So we have the goblet-style drums like a dumbek or a darbeki that come from Egypt and Turkey. And we learn the rhythms that we dance to on the hand drums. So, and this is a great class for guys and girls and any age. And they learn like the basic rhythms, like a Saidi rhythm, which is from the south of Egypt. It's doom, tek, doom, doom, tek. And that's like the basic. And then they learn how to do like rolls and other sorts of noises in it to make it really fancy.
That's awesome.
So that's a fun class.
That's cool.
Yeah. And we also do yoga there. Mm-hmm. I myself am a certified yoga instructor, and we have a few yoga classes a week, though in the new year we're going to be adding some more daytime classes because I want to start doing it more often. But yeah, so basic yoga stuff, hatha yoga and vinyasa yoga are some of the ones that we work with, and they're beginner level, absolute beginner level, so people that have never tried it before can have fun trying it out if they want to. You know, it's an easy class for sure.
That's awesome. So, Sophia, if for folks that don't know, where is Arabesque located?
It's 451 Chair Avenue, and that's just down, just south of downtown Lexington off of Broadway.
Near Country Boy and
Right across the street from Country Boys and a half a block from Tally Ho.
So after you get a Super Ho and chili cheese fries, just come on over and do some yoga?
Uh-huh. That's
after you
exactly
stop
it.
And get your jalapeno
No, you have to do the other way.
Let's do the yoga first and then go get your burger.
Yeah, you don't want the indigestion during yoga. So you work off the calories and then you go refill the calories afterwards.
That's great. So in addition to teaching classes, you all also kind of open the space up to other groups in town, right, who want to do different things. Like I know you mentioned
Lex Tango.
Yeah,
Lex Tango came out. They had their annual holiday malanga, which is like a dance party. And we had 40-something people there, and they set up tables and chairs out on the dance floor, and everybody came in all dressed up beautifully and did the couples tango dancing throughout the evening. I couldn't get them out the door. I think they had a ton of fun with it.
That's great.
Yeah. And then Lexington Community Radio came out and had a party there.
Sure. Thank you for hosting us.
Yeah, it was awesome having you guys there. But so we have like it's a 3,000-square-foot space. And almost 1,500 square feet of that is a beautiful sprung wood floor. And it's like the best floor to dance on to protect your hips and your bones and your lower back and everything. I appreciate it because I'm there 3-4 hours a night sometimes dancing. And so being able to jump around on that sprung wood floor, it makes such a huge difference.
That's very cool. And well, I can't speak for dancing, but it was a great floor to eat lasagna on. At the potluck. That was a great time. So what other entities here in Lexington? I know you all work with Lex Tango, but who are some other folks that you all kind of partner up with periodically? I know you just did a benefit for The Nest at Parlay Social.
Yeah, we work with The Nest on a pretty regular basis. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey White, who is the director of The Nest, is a wonderful guy to work with, too, because he's really helpful in organizing things. We do Shimmy Mob every year, and Shimmy Mob is the second Saturday in May, mm-hmm. and that's a worldwide event. But when you participate in Shimmy Mob, you get to pick a local shelter or organization that is nonprofit and needs assistance in raising funds. So we always pick The Nest for that, and we help them out with that. And then shortly after that, we do a show at the studio called Feather the Nest. And it's a little play on words, but we like to feather the nest because everybody that comes in donates something for them, diapers or toiletries and things like that, that help the nest to take care of the people in the community that they're helping out.
That's awesome. And for folks that don't know, can you tell us a little bit about the nest?
The nest is, what's the next? Nestlex.org, isn't it? Or the nestlexington.org.
Yeah, that's right.
And they have programs for helping people in domestic abuse situations. They have a crisis center for people who just, even though they're working regular jobs, sometimes just can't make everything, and they'll help them out with food and toiletries and things for their small children. They offer free daycare for people who are accepted into the program. They have counseling. They have educational programs. They have so many things that benefit our community, that are people that are in need, that think that there's no place to go, they can go to the Nest and they can help them in some way.
Yeah, they do amazing work. And thank you all for helping them out and helping them continue to do their great work.
Oh, yeah. We love it. We absolutely love it.
So can you tell us, what does Arabesque have coming up here in the new year?
We have our annual open house that we have at the beginning of every year, January 7th. I think we're opening our doors at 9:30 in the morning, I'm pretty sure. They can check out the website for more information if they'd like to do that. And we just are going to have classes there all day, and people get to get a sampling of what's going on during the open house. So that's a really cool thing to do. And we also are going to have the first gallery hop of the year. Gallery hop is awesome. I love gallery hop because all of the venues and the art galleries and the museums and everything open their doors to the public, and you get to go in and you get to see art displayed. You get to see live musicians, or in our case, if you come out to Arabesque, we have dance and music going on during the evening, and we have artists there with their artwork on display as well.
Cool.
And that's the third Friday every other month, so January will be our first Friday, and then the next one will be in March, and then the next one in May, and so on. And that's a really great thing. It's another way to get involved with the community, because we try to bring different artists and different performers in every single time, so that we can say, hey, look at this person. You know, they're doing this, and you should come see them at their regular place as well. So it's a fun thing to do.
That's awesome. And, you know, I think Lexington has this particular phenomenon where a lot of folks who live here do work here and teach people here, but then leave Lexington and go do amazing work around the world or tour with bands, you know, worldwide. And then they come back here and, you know, Lexington is their home, and they kind of maintain this low key, you know, I don't know, low-key persona here in town, but really around the world, they're all over the place. And I remember talking to you about being on Egyptian television. Is that right? So can you tell us a little bit more about kind of what you're doing outside of Lexington?
Well, it's I'm not actually on Egyptian television yet, but it's in the process. I am acquainted with a TV producer. Her name is Mazahar David, and she lives up in the Cleveland area. Mm-hmm. And Mazahar does a lot of different small-time shows, talk shows, and personal interest shows, things like that. And her most recent project is called Rocks for Joy. Rocks is the Arabic word R-A-Q-S, which means dance. Mm-hmm. And the show is about dance and living a healthy lifestyle, gaining personal wealth through improving your life, things of that nature. And so I got the chance to be part of six of the episodes of season one.
Cool.
of Rocks for Joy. And then they're doing like a bonus 13th episode that's supposed to be at the beginning of March up in Cleveland. They're going to have a live band, and they're going to have multiple professional performers come out and dance, and it was a really fun experience, something different to do, and it really actually got me interested in wanting to be the person sitting on the couch interviewing people.
Nice. Well, this is the place for it.
Yeah,
come on down, Lexington Community Radio. That's what we do here. Oh, that's awesome. And what an interesting connection to the rest of the world. You know, I think a lot of folks, when you think Kentucky, maybe not so much Lexington, but, you know, when you think Kentucky, you don't really think, you know, dancing styles of the Arab world.
Yes.
So I really appreciate the cultural intelligence that you're bringing to the city and the state.
Thank you.
So in addition to Arab styles, are there any types of dance that you're looking for, or if anybody out there listening knows about different styles or different techniques that you're trying to bring into Arabesque?
Honestly, we are interested in just about anything, especially if it has a cultural context. Mm. That's the big thing for us, is that we want it to represent the different peoples from our community. So like tango or flamenco or someone that does Uzbekistan dance or something of that nature. Those are all wonderful. We've been in contact with some dancers that do traditional dances from China and Japan. And you know, so anything that has a cultural aspect to it that people can go, this is where my forefathers are from. Mm. You know, this is my bloodlines go back to this country, and this is so cool to learn about our heritage and where it comes from, and the things, the music and the dance styles and everything that they do. I think that is really the biggest thing that we're looking for. But I mean, we'd be happy for someone that wants to come in and teach ballet. Mm. You know, just so that we can expand what's going on at Arabesque and open up our doors to other styles and other perspectives really good.
I love that, and expand the cultural vastness of Lexington's dance world.
Yes.
I love that. That's great. And it always reminds me when you said that, this quote from Barry Lopez where he says, landscape shapes mindscape.
Yes.
So it's really fascinating that, you know, those areas of China or the hills of China or the hills of Japan, you know, shape minds and culture and arts in the same way that if you grew up in Appalachia or grew up in Hazard, you know, that might also have that same influence. So it's funny to see the cultural juxtaposition between those two things.
It is, absolutely.
So that's awesome. Well, that's great. So again, can you tell folks where they can find out more information about Arabesque?
Our website is arabesquelex.com. So Arabesque is Arabesque, and then Lex, like L-E-X, Lexington.com.
Great. Well, that's awesome.
And Sophia, do you have a website also?
I do, actually. It's dancesophia.com, says the word dance, and then my name is spelled S-A-F as in Frank,
yes.
I-Y-A.
S-A-F-I-Y-A.
That's right.
Very
Sophia.
Good. Very good.
That's awesome. Well, thank you all so much for coming in and telling us a little bit more. And can you tell us one more time about the open house, just in case folks want to come check out Arabesque, but they're not sure when?
We're having a sampler of classes. It's going to be during most of the day on January 7th, starting in the morning. We're going to have yoga, belly dance classes, drumming classes, a little bit of choreography, some dance performances, little mini performances, so people can see what it looks like after they've learned it for a while. I already mentioned the hand drumming. Ken's over there doing air drum. We don't do air guitar. We do air drum.
What about the belly dance boot camp? So it's more of a fitness class.
Oh, yeah.
It's more of a fitness class.
Oh, my gosh. Tell us more about that. Is that if you have a bigger belly and you want to sign up for belly dancing?
It's definitely, I'm kind of like the drill sergeant in that class, so that's why we call it boot camp. We do a little bit of yoga in that class, and we work really, really hard, and everybody ends up finishing the class with, like, shaky legs, and they're sweaty, and we feel really weak, and we drink lots of water. So yeah, it's boot camp, but it's a fun boot camp for sure.
And when is that?
That boot camp we do Wednesdays. Wednesdays at 5:30 is our boot camp class right now. And we'll have a sampler boot camp class at the open house on January 7th.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, Sophia and Ken, thank you all so much for coming in and talking with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
And you can check out Arabesque World Dance, located here in Lexington, bringing all kinds of cool dance styles to the city. Belly dancing, hand drumming, you name it. Doing it all. Well, that's great. Well, thank you all again so much for coming in.
We appreciate it. We love talking on here with you guys.
Definitely. And just in case you're tuning in and wondering what's going on, you're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 WLXU LPFM. Hey everybody, you're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 WLXU, LPFM, Lexington, Kentucky. Thanks for listening to us. Hope you're having a wonderful day. It's not too chilly out there.
No, and it's going to be nice and warm tomorrow. Where are we getting up to 80 tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's how Kentucky weather works.
This is why my head is killing me today. It's going to warm up. The air pressure is going to lighten. Therefore, I'm miserable at the moment. I'll muddle. If I can sit through calculus classes as a kid with a migraine, I can do fun stuff.
Yeah, well, this is fun stuff, I hope. Yeah. This is fun stuff. So with us in the studio is another guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Thomas Usher. I'm with the Urban Ninja Project.
Excellent.
The Urban which project?
The Urban Ninja Project.
Ninja Project. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure I heard that right.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And so for folks that don't know, can you tell us what is the Urban Ninja Project?
We are a gym located at the kind of at the corner of North Limestone and New Circle. And what we do is we focus on fun, affordability, and just overall fitness. Mm-hmm. You know, and today's, you know, very modern world where, you know, I can't even lie. I love video games myself, you know. We all have our things that we kind of veg out on. And some of us don't want to hit the gym. Some of us might go swim or stuff like that. But, you know, we'd like to focus on movement culture and parkour, martial arts, all kinds of, you know, performing arts as well.
Yeah, it's like you said earlier, Ben, about jobs. If you enjoy your job, you'll never work a day in your life.
Yes.
It's more like if you enjoy your exercise, you'll never work out a day.
Exactly.
In your life.
Exactly. That is the perfect. That's kind of the mindset that we have there.
We come
actually.
Into. Yeah. So, Urban Ninja Project. How did that get started? How long has it been around?
I believe it's been around for at least three years.
3 years.
I might be a little off on that, but as far as I know, Derek and Remy Hendricks and
Will
Bungie and, you know, a few other people that have been there the entire time. They started a branch that has moved around a couple spots. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, we're at North Lime and New Circle. And what we aim to do is just give you the techniques, break it down for you, and you know, push as much as you want to be pushed, you know, to make a giant leap or do this. Or in my case, I teach a little bit of basic tumbling.
Okay.
But
now somebody's out there listening and they're thinking, I'm kind of out of shape. Oh, I got a bad knee. My back kind of hurts.
A retired ninja.
Yeah.
Right.
Ex-ninja, but who wants to get maybe close to the former ninja self. How do you start them out? Do you have different levels?
With anything, you know, you want to take it at a comfortable level, and that's one thing that we emphasize, and that's one thing I'll, you know, love about that place is that we really emphasize at performing, like getting a great gauge of your abilities and then working with you individually from there. Like, that's personally what I love about
If I go, I'm not going to walk in and they say, okay, here we go, jump from here to here.
You need a backflip over this geostorm.
We just want to see where you're at.
Yeah.
If you don't make it, we know that this was too hard.
Exactly. Yeah, precisely. Now, you know, in my tumbling classes, you know, sometimes we don't even get around to actually flipping around. I might work on just getting the fear of going backwards, you know, or inverting yourself and work on form until you're ready as, you know, a teacher. And that's one great thing that, you know, I gain out of it.
It's a true martial arts approach.
Right, you know, mastery and, you know, being there for someone on a technique. It's like when you're ready, I'm there. I'm setting up all the mats. Let's set up the springboard and let's do it. Let's do it.
The team aspect.
And then before you know it, like a month later, they're doing it by themselves. I'm just like, well,
autonomous unit.
Yep, I'm done.
An army of one, supported by an army of ten. So, Thomas, can you tell us what kind of classes do they have over at the Urban Ninja Project?
Well, just a few of them, and this is how I came into it. We have capoeira classes.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell people what is capoeira, in case people don't know?
It's a Brazilian dance, martial art, music form, philosophy. It's many things in one. You know, when you lay eyes on it for the first time, a lot of people liken it to a dance, or mm-hmm. are they fighting, or...
Yeah, and that's kind of...
Are they playing a game?
Yeah, that's the history of capoeira, right?
Right, right.
Basically, Brazilian slaves disguising, figuring out how to defend themselves as dancing, right?
That is the lore around it, yeah. Mm-hmm. There are, of course, you know, historians that really dig deep into it and make counter-arguments, but that's the accepted lore. Every art has its own lore.
Of course, yeah.
But in addition to that, we have Sancho, we have Jiu-Jitsu, Wing Chun and Tai Chi, I believe, on Sundays.
Cool.
And just various guest, you know, teachers that come through.
Have you had any students come through that you thought at the beginning, like, no way, this is going to end badly, but then you've been surprised later on at how quickly they progressed?
It's not saying, oh, no, that'll never happen.
Yeah.
It's more like the pervading attitude in there. It's not like, no, you can't do it. Mm. It's like, you might not be able to do it yet, or
let's
more
find
like,
out
let's,
what you
yeah.
can do.
Yeah, let's
and
get
then
you there.
Get you one
let's
step
you there.
Further than where you are,
yeah.
and then two steps and three
right.
steps.
I'm just constantly surprised that people don't see that they had it in them in the first place.
Yeah,
you know, when they get to a certain point, they're like, I really didn't know I could do that. And I'm just like, really?
Yeah. Really? See, I guess that was just my indirect way of asking, kind of like, do you get a large percentage of people who feel like they really can't do it, or show up just trying to challenge themselves, but it takes a long time kind of for their confidence to build up? Or I'm just thinking myself, or if other folks who are listening who are kind of like, yeah, that sounds awesome, and it's a great way to make exercise fun, but also like, gosh, like Ben
sounds
Sancho,
hard.
Yeah,
yeah,
it sounds kind of hard. Can I accomplish this? And how many, I guess, what percentage of folks do you feel like came in with that approach and then now are just, you know, backflipping off the walls?
You have to look at our kids for that one,
mm-hmm.
because we have some fearless people. We've actually been building a demo team made of children from, I believe, our youngest is 8 or 9, mm-hmm. and
little ninjas.
Yeah, just little ninjas, and we're all pitching in to, you know, give them just various techniques.
That's cool.
And
you know,
this is young and old, both genders.
Like to, young to teen.
Okay.
The demo team is, but yeah, we serve 300 people per week.
And, oh wow!
And you know, the best part about that is, you know, seeing the parents get involved.
Cool.
And that is something that we highly encourage, because
do you ever have a parent who brought in a kid and said, oh, this looks like fun, I kind of want to do this?
That's basically how it ends up working.
That's your business model, then.
Yeah. Kind of. Get them
while they're young and while they're old.
Well, you know, they sometimes they come prepared, ready to potentially jump in, or mm-hmm. they might have, you know, a pair of tennis shoes in the car, and, you know, they just jump right in.
A full suit. With the belt.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I wasn't expecting on doing this today, but I just happened to have it in my car.
Yeah.
That's great.
Now, Thomas, how did you get into this? How did you get into teaching and exercise? Did you start out as an instructor, or?
Well, my capoeira group just had moved into a space there to, you know, train. And
mm-hmm. And what group is that?
Volta ao Mundo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's probably about 20 of us, give or take, mm-hmm. you know, any given day, just within a class, or yeah. or there, you know, there could be when we have bachizados and, you know, we bring other groups in and whatnot.
Yeah, and we were just talking earlier, kind of off mic, about how funny it is that there's so many capoeira groups in Lexington.
Yeah,
Lexington, Kentucky, of all places.
And I've been kind of practicing capoeira, you know, for a while, mm-hmm. but this is my first group, you know.
Yeah.
We get together and we train various techniques that we just find all over. Capoeira is broken down into one or two main, you know, veins of you have, you know, Angola, which is more playful, slower, lower to the ground.
Hmm.
And then you have Haitianal, which has more acrobatics into it, and it looks more like a traditional martial art. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's very fast and intense, or our specific style, Benguela style. It's mm-hmm. Low and dancey, a lot of kind of in a squat most of the time, and
okay.
in some instances, you know Benguela has a, you know, mock knife fights in it too.
Oh wow.
There's always like the this element of surprise and, you know, striking from the shadows. Ooh. You know, the verbose stuff that you say to, you know, terrify your enemies.
Yeah. Well, there's also a huge other, like a musical portion to Capoeira, right?
Right, right.
With the berimbau.
And, you know, while we were training at Urban Ninja Project, it just came up, you know, since I'm, you know, a working musician and stuff like that, since we all always need, you know, work at the music.
It's true.
You know, I'll teach a percussion class and... And everyone was like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. And then, you know, they found out that I did a little gymnastics in college. Mm-hmm. And one of my group mates, Zoe, she's like, can you teach me how to do a flip? And I was like, I guess.
And then it began.
Yeah. And now I'm teaching hand drumming and demo team every now and then.
That's awesome.
Well, Thomas, yeah. I think you seem to be a mesh of our first two guests that we've had on the show today. We've had a musician, we've had a belly dancer, and a lot of exercise and music. Are you in a band? Do you have do you play music around town?
I get around. Just
yeah. What are some of your projects? Can you tell people about?
I play with a group called Dad.
Oh yeah, please tell us about it. And what does Dad stand for?
Well, wait, stay within the FCC.
Yes, right? Please.
You can say Dad.
It stands for Damned African Descendants. Mm-hmm. I play in the Blindcorn Liquor Pickers as well. A punk band named Betsor. Mm-hmm. Another African percussion group called Sogo Drums. Mm-hmm. I get around a lot.
Yeah, you know. And in true ninja fashion, you know, you got to save face with the day job. You can't let people know that you're a ninja.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Just saying,
no, my cover is musician server by day, yeah. You know.
But by night.
Building, jumping, you know, probably like...
Oh, you're Spider-Man.
Message courier.
I love that.
And Thomas, are you from Lexington or this area?
I am actually from Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I have some family in that general area. How'd you migrate... Oh, your way to Lexington?
Came up for college at Berea College.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What did you study while you were there?
Theater, dance, and music with accidental Asian studies minor from studying, you know, Japanese for a while. Yeah. I still my Japanese is.
So what's the martial
art?
I never thought I would ever ask this question, but what's the martial arts scene like in Berea?
Birmingham.
Are there classes going on? Or yeah, in Birmingham.
Well, I know that... By the time I moved away from Berea, there were Tai Chi classes, combative and more meditative and movement focused. I believe there was an MMA gym down there as well.
I see.
So any probably have, you know, some Muay Thai, some Jiu-Jitsu, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah.
Maybe some Taekwondo, some Karate.
Yeah.
Down there. And really, that's it. There was just a lot of teachers that come through and might, you know, teach a class. Mm-hmm. You know, at somewhere like Broadway, you know, Body Works, yeah. Or
kind of
somewhere at Berea College.
Through the college.
Yeah.
And I often think about Birmingham, much like Berea, much like Lexington, you know, a lot of the world knowledge and information is coming through academia, through the channels of the university.
Right.
So
right.
Is Birmingham kind of similar to that? Is that kind of how you came?
Well, Birmingham, you know, it has a very varied history and just presence in our nation's history, so I wouldn't be surprised if there were just a lot of schools just kind of popping up, and especially now that you know, Birmingham's kind of hitting a, you know, economic and cultural upswing, you know.
Yeah.
Like bands are touring, it's back on the independent circuit.
Yeah.
You know, like it's cool to go to Birmingham again.
Cool.
You know, after I leave, of course.
Yeah. Is Thomas gone? Okay, cool, bring the bands in. I'm really glad that you were able to come in and tell us a little bit more about the Urban Ninja Project.
Yeah.
Can you hit us with that website one more time?
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's the urbanninjaproject.com. You don't have to do www anymore.
Was it just Urban Ninja Project
yes,
or
sir?
The?
Urban Ninja Project.
Urban Ninja Project. You guys are on Facebook? Or
We are. You can just
excellent. So
look
just
us
go
up.
To Facebook, Urban Ninja Project.
And do you have any classes coming up that you want to talk about?
Well,
because people are going to need to get in shape in a few weeks.
Yeah, you know, with a certain, you know, uptick in, you know, the need for self-defense classes, you know, we have self-defense classes. Those gather around 5 p.m. every day.
Cool.
Capoeira at 7 o'clock. And can't remember the Tai Chi and Wing Chun classes, but those are on Sundays. So, yeah, just check us out. We have a calendar denoting all of our events and our schedule.
Mm-hmm. So. Urban Ninjas, North Lexington. It's a wonderful thing. Well, thank you so much, Thomas, for coming in. Just in case you're joining us, sorry, the show's over.
Yeah,
but you can tune in.
Oh, we are on iTunes.
That's true.
You can catch us online. We're at LexingtonCommunityRadio.org, or if you go to iTunes in the podcast section, search for Bluegrass Bios, or Google Bluegrass Bios iTunes.
Yeah.
Tweet Kyle at Bluegrass Bios on Twitter. Yeah. We're on Facebook. Like us on Facebook.
Yeah, and the re-air of this show will be on tomorrow at 11 a.m. on the same station.
Unless that's what you're listening to.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless,
in which case,
have a great Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for listening.
Well, Thomas, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Talking to us about the Urban Ninja Project.
Check it out. All those homies, thank you, too.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. Well, nonetheless, Aging Adventures is up next, or if it's Saturday, something else is up. But nonetheless, we'll see y'all next week. Thanks again, Ben.
Thanks,
Chuck, signing off for Bluegrass Bios. Adios.